So I just want to touch on what's happening in Cork today, the latest anti-lockdown protest. We're told that it was going to be a peaceful family affair. I understand that it was quiet up until recently. Can we go over to Pascal Sheehy now? Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, is standing by for us in Cork.
Good afternoon, Katie.
Pascal, thanks for joining us. What's happening there at the moment?
Well, the situation is calm here at the moment. About 200 people have gathered for this anti-lockdown protest. It's difficult to know how many of those 200 people are actually attending the protest or just bystanders watching what's going on here. There is a heavy Garda presence. I have been in the city since around 9 o'clock this morning. And if you didn't know that there was a protest planned for later on, you really wouldn't be conscious of much other than a heavier than normal Garda presence. The Garda Public Order Unit is here on Patrick Street at the moment. The Garda Air Support Unit is overhead. Garda mounted checkpoints on all of the roads into Cork today. They turned back people who didn't have reasonable reasons to be travelling to the city. The protest is timed for 2 o'clock, and as I say, at the moment, everything is calm.
And again, just on that Garda presence, because we're reading today that this is seen as a dry run, perhaps, for another protest that's planned in Dublin on St Patrick's Day, and that there is going to be a very significant Garda operation. Is it very visible?
Yes, it's visible. I'm not sure about a dry run for St Patrick's Day because, you know, Dublin and Cork are very different, and I'm sure the Gardaí would say that this is being policed as an event in itself. Yes, there is a very visible presence on the street here, and you would be conscious of it if you were walking through the city centre from early this morning.
And is everyone wearing masks there and socially distanced?
No, there's a mixture. I'm just looking at the people who've congregated at the moment. Some are and some aren't. And there are certainly instances where people aren't 2 metres distanced from each other.
But they may be related to each other, I suppose, or from the one household. So we can't say.
They may be, but there are lots of people, 2, 3, 4, 5, right, 6 people all together and gathering here at okay. Patrick Street.
Okay, thanks for that, Pascal. Thanks for that update, and take care of yourself. Should people have a right to, I mean, the people are frustrated. Many people are, you know, have their lives turned totally upside down. Should they not have a right to protest in the pandemic?
People have a right to protest. We're in a pandemic. We're asking people to up and down the country, all age groups, who have utterly had to restrict their movements and their lifestyles in terms of public health. So if you have a march like this and it brings about a huge circulation of people and it becomes a major spreader of the virus, then that shouldn't be happening. And I want to compliment on Garda Síochána Corner because clearly they've done a huge amount of prep work here that has ensured that this has not functioned. And I think the key thing here is about public health.
Okay.